Story number 7 is the North American story, growth and more growth. As I said, I think this is something very big is happening, and it's the transition from financial coup d'etat, bailout, restabilization of the banks, now on to the next phase. And that is an effort has been made for many years to position North America to handle enormous amounts of manufacturing. We have talked, if you go to the archives and to the libraries on energy, I've done several interviews with Jim Norman about the oil card and the extraordinary efforts in the United States with fracking and new drilling technology to bring the price of oil and gas and the availability of oil and gas to the fore in a way that brings the cost of manufacturing down tremendously. The 40% of the cost of manufacturing is the energy price. It's much more important to making energy competitive than labor, particularly now with new fabrication technology and robotics. So energy, if you're going to have a revival of manufacturing in the United States, you need to bring that energy price down. They have done so. And I believe that you're seeing extraordinary technology brought out of the laboratories, brought out of the black budget, and applied to the creation of a high precision distributing manufacturing capability in North America. And I cannot stress enough the importance of this. And let me credit the person who really helped me focus this insight, and that is Dr. Joseph Farrell, who joined us for an interview already on the Solari Report on the breakaway civilization. And I stopped on my way to Texas from California and spent 10 hours talking with him. We had a long dinner Saturday night and then talked the next day. An extraordinary conversation, and talked about this, all the different developments going on to build manufacturing capability in North America. And again, I want to focus you on several things. One is fabrication technology. One is material sciences. One is robotics. We did an equity overview last year with Chuck Gibson on the view from Silicon Valley, where we talked about many of these developments. I try and cover them consistently on the blog. These technologies coming together create a whole new kind of, or many new possibilities for, again, a high precision distributed manufacturing capability in North America, the kind of manufacturing that you don't want to necessarily outsource to places like China, where there are geopolitical tensions, where you want to keep tight control, and you don't want them in one place. You want, as I said, you want them distributed. You want decentralized. We see, I think some of this relates to spaceships and space travel. We see over the last year, many private entrepreneurs now promoting space travel, space mining, the opportunities in space with this kind of manufacturing technologies and capacity, and the drops in energy prices. Those things can absolutely become a reality. I've told the story in the Solari Report, but I'm going to tell it again to stress the importance of this. I met with an activist in Switzerland 2 years ago. He had a grant from the Office of Naval Intelligence to go work in minority neighborhoods in Southern California. They estimated, he said, that they would need over 400,000 robotics, or we in North America would need over 400,000 robotics engineers in the United States within 10 years. And it was critical that we get young people, including in the minority neighborhoods, interested in all of this. We wonder, why is the Office of Naval Intelligence interested in that? Well, it's the Navy that I believe oversees many of the questions of what we're going to do in space. I was at the Maker Faire in the second quarter out in San Francisco, and my read of what's going on in the Maker movement is there's tremendous top-down push to encourage that and encourage the popularity of 3D printers and getting kids on 3D printers. If you want to look at some of the best stocks in the second quarter, the 3D printers have gone to the moon. Normally we've seen a slight correction after Ben Bernanke triggered the taper tantrums, and I would have expected those stocks to trade off more. They didn't. They just kept going up. So there's a real push and a real popularity we saw at Christmas time. And of course, we had a 3D printer in our Christmas card, but we saw at Christmas time an effort to bring 3D printers down to the kind of price points you used to see on PCs when they first started to go retail, and a real push to get kids on the 3D printers. You know, for a year or two, I've been wondering, is this so everybody can make their own stuff? And I realized, no, this is so you can start to seed and build a significant high-skilled workforce for this kind of manufacturing infrastructure. So kudos to Dr. Joseph Farrell for helping me kind of coalesce those thinking. Now, it's important to understand when you have this kind of explosion of new technology, it can shift tremendous values in a lot of different industries. But one of the things it will do is bring us back to the importance of real estate and farmland and land valuations. And that's one of the reasons, as I talked about in the housing interview that we did last week, one of the reasons I believe that you're going to see more and more pressure to withdraw Fannie, Freddie, FHA credit and the interest deductions, mortgage deductions from real estate. The private markets don't necessarily want the competition from the federal credit and the federal budget for those resources. There's going to be plenty of demand between what's going on economically and the growth of the population. It would not surprise me to see a lot of this manufacturing go into the old industrial areas, so the Ohio Rust Belt, Detroit, Pittsburgh. I talked in the second quarter wrap-up last year about my trip to Detroit and the Ohio Rust Belt. There's a lot percolating there. So it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, if depends on where you live. But one question of what this means to you is you certainly want to make sure that you, the kids you love, start learning about this stuff and looking for opportunities as these things develop locally, depending on where you are. And if you're in one of those old industrial areas, I'd absolutely keep an eye out for what's going on, whether or not it's going to present real estate and other opportunities in the local business community. We're also, as part of this, watching a real blossoming of alternative energies. Big piece in the on the foreign affairs and during the second quarter, saying we need to encourage all different forms of renewable energy, not throwing the weight behind any particular one. Just saying let's do everything, let's try everything. But the biggest development, of course, has been the drop in solar panels, very much engineered by a real effort on China to take over the lead on solar panel manufacturing. We see during the second quarter Europe throw tariffs on Chinese solar panels, and that's because what we're now watching is a tipping point where solar is starting to be competitive against coal. It's going to take another year or two for that to be realized, but as that happens, it's going to be devastating for the coal industry, but we're finally going to see solar have potential to really grow in significant size. Also, more talk about breakthrough energy technology. The breakthrough energy group that came together in Holland last year is now going to do a conference in Boulder, Colorado in October. And you can find out, you can link to more information on that at our blog. I'll be out there in Boulder in October. So a lot happening on in the energy area, both with traditional oil and gas and the fracking technology and the oil card, and then with the solar energy breaking through sort of the cost barrier and the competition with coal, and then finally more talk about breakthrough energy. We'll see what happens. Another part, another aspect of this growth story is an explosion of new technology, both IT technology and biotech. Some of it is very centralizing and controlling, and some of it is wonderful. We note in the second quarter, Google banned a guy with Google glasses from one of their meetings. Ha, ha, ha. But as I said before, there's good and bad in this, but it's absolutely coming. Another aspect, and one of the sort of dampening forces in the North American growth story continues to be the fiscal cliff. We saw the sequestration happen without too much pain as it rolled through the economy, and we're now seeing much better figures in the short run on the deficit. So if anything, we probably have short-term relief for 2013. But the long-term questions continue to be very significant because we have retirees growing in number, the baby boomers signing up to get their Social Security and Medicare checks. And if you look at any projection on the healthcare budget, it just, there's no way it can work. Of course, Obamacare is starting to get closer to implementation, and I would say there's definite shock in the economy that has to, or all the different industries that have to comply with Obamacare, and of course the people who have to contemplate paying for it. We've seen the administration is now providing some regulatory relief and delaying implementation of some of the provisions. But the Medicare, the healthcare problem has not been solved, and that's not just because you can't, part of it is you can't solve it with insurance or with the healthcare industry. You have to solve it on the front end by eating fresh food and living a healthy lifestyle. And if you look at the food supply and the health and the sort of lifestyles in America, there's no way you can ever fix this problem on the back end. You have to fix it on the front end, and something has to give, but we just keep kicking the can down the road. And on this one so far, we've kicked the can further down the road. It's not a 2013 problem, but it is coming. What that means to you is you need to do everything you can to prepare to function without Social Security and Medicare. I'm not saying they're going away, but of course, the best thing is to practice preventative health care.